coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Kyle Rickey is outside of turn number three. The field headed your way.
All Toyotas making up the front row set for the restart. Ty Gibbs to the inside of Eric Jones. Denny Hamlin will go to the inside of row number two.
Field now works into turn number three. Pace cars long since been on the pit lane, but they got to continue at pace car speed until they get to the Geico restart zone, which is right now, where the race leader Ty Gibbs hops on the throttle. Through the gearbox they go, and the green flag goes back in the air. Racing yet again here at Phoenix, Ty Gibbs cleanly gets away with the lead.
He does, and he's bringing the field into turn one. Eric Jones, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick go three wide for that second spot, and they maintain that formation all the way around the corner. Everybody chasing down Ty Gibbs.
Tyler Reddick right to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to make up ground and move into the top three for the first time today, and is side by side with Denny Hamlin for that spot. A battle just in front of Chase Elliott.
William Byron also right there, but you're right, Kyle. That was a bold move by Tyler Reddick, and he's at it again.
He goes down to the bottom of the dogleg, trying to get around Denny Hamlin, not having much luck as they enter into turn one. So it is Reddick down low, Hamlin up high. Chase Elliott with the best seat in the house for that battle.
This time off of turn two, it's Denny Hamlin with a better run to the outside lane. Up the back straight away. We'll take that third spot away. Reddick falls in the line in fourth with Elliott in fifth.
As a follow-up to Steve Post's report on Austin Dillon, he has indeed met minimum speed. So that wounded race car will be able to continue on. They'll have to work on it again the more they get to pit lane. Field goes back to turn one.
Single file formation among the top six. Make that almost the top seven. And it is Chase Elliott trying to fend off William Byron, who looks to his outside. That's for the fifth spot.
A couple of Hendrick Motorsports teammates battling for that fifth position. Right now it's Elliott out in front of Byron by a car length.
Right behind them, they're side by side. Carson Hocevar to the inside. Michael McDowell to the outside. And Chase Briscoe right behind looking on.
Boy, Michael McDowell can hang tough on that outside groove. He did so through turns three and four. Let's see if he can do it again in turns one and two. Again, battling Carson Hocevar. That would be for the seventh position. They're still side by side off the corner.
Hocevar with the advantage off of turn two by a half a car length, but here comes Michael McDowell with that speed in the outside lane, battling back into turn number three, and we'll take that spot away.
And slide right down across the nose of that teal and blue car of Carson Hocevar. Further back, they're looking three wide with Kyle Larson right in the middle.
Somebody coming up through the ground, I'm trying to get a number. It's Ryan Blaney rushing through the dogleg, almost collected Kyle Larson. He's going to make it three wide with Noah Gregson as they exit off the corner.
Noah Gregson in the outside lane, Larson in the middle, Blaney down low, still for the second time by, three wide for this position, just outside of the top 10. Give it to Gregson, maybe off the corner.
Well, that doesn't work very often, but they made it work this time. Ryan Blaney will pick up the spot. Now Gregson, Larson go side by side.
Absolutely, wheel to wheel into turn one. Behind them, you've got Daniel Suarez, John Hunter Nemechek, Brad Keselowski. It's a great battle of cars making their way up the back straightaway.
All of this racing from 11th on back, led by Ryan Blaney, who's able to break away a couple car lengths over Noah Gregson, who is trying to fend off a hard-charging Kyle Larson.
Whatever they did to Kyle Busch's car after falling to last place on the opening lap, it has worked. He has now climbed up to the 23rd position and moving forward. The rest of the field now in turn one.
Being led by Ty Gibbs, then it's Eric Jones, then it's Denny Hamlin. Bit of a three-car breakaway up at the front of the pack.
All strung out right now among the top 10, keeping an eye on this battle from about 11th on back, and it remains side by side for position. Larson to the inside of Gregson. Behind them, Christopher Bell stepping out of line to the inside of Brad Keselowski.
19 laps are complete. 21-year-old driver Ty Gibbs at the front of the field, doing something he's never done here at this racetrack, and that is lead laps. This is his third appearance at the Cup level, and Ty Gibbs so far, Alex Hayden, has led all 19.
He finished outside the top 20 in both of his Cup Series starts here 1 year ago, but he does have momentum, and there's nothing that can replace seat time as he's coming off of back-to-back great finishes. Matter of fact, they were both top 10s the last two starts out in the NASCAR Cup Series calendar this year. We'll get you back on the track and more racing in a moment, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Motor Racing Network is live at Phoenix Raceway in Avondale, Arizona, just outside of downtown Phoenix. as we race the NASCAR Cup Series Shriners Children's 500. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside in the broadcast booth is Jeff Striegel and crew chief and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Dan Hubbard and Kyle Rickey are in the turns. And on the pit lane for us this afternoon, that is Steve Post and Kim Kuhn. We're 22 laps into this race. Ty Gibbs has led all 22. Eric Jones is second. Denny Hamlin is third. Tyler Reddick fourth. And Chase Elliott is fifth.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick 5 drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Things tightening up at the front of the field. Eric Jones and Denny Hamlin are beginning to run down race leader Ty Gibbs. The advantage for Gibbs right now at 3 car lengths. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at the Phoenix Raceways, we work under the green flag. Ty Gibbs, the race leader. When we last spoke, he was only up by 3 car lengths, Jeff. For some reason, he found a little burst of speed, and he's opened it up just a bit.
Yeah, he has. He's up to about a 5, maybe 6 car length advantage over Eric Jones. Eric's got 5 back to Denny Hamlin, another 7 back to Tyler Reddick, maybe 12 more back to Chase Elliott. That is your top 5. How about big gainers and big losers since we put them under the green flag? That happened back on lap 11. You mentioned Kyle Busch, up 12 spots. More on Kyle and what they did in a moment. Josh Berry up 8. Chris Buescher up 7. Ryan Preece 7. Brad Keselowski up 6. Those are drivers that made stops, and whatever they did worked. But when you got drivers going the right way, you got others going the wrong way.
Yeah, you do. Since the restart, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has given up 14 positions. Harrison Burton has lost 7 spots. John Hunter Nemechek and Zane Smith have given up 6 positions. But Todd Gordon, when you watch what Kyle Busch did, from falling to dead last on the opening couple of laps of the race, we got the quick caution. He's able to come to pit lane. Randall Burnett and the rest of the team made some adjustments on the car. He's beginning to climb the leaderboard, but he's got somebody latched to his back bumper following along.
Yeah, I think Josh Berry is actually going to school here. Likewise, came to pit road. Talked to Cheddar Smith this morning. If the caution came, they were going to take the opportunity to kind of reset and get forward. They got 4 tires with them, following Kyle up through there. Both those cars have gotten up to the point they're in the... They're right there teetering on 20th right now.
We're going to follow Brad Keselowski right now. He is running in position number 15. He just drove by Bubba Wallace and then drove by Christopher Bell, and he is closing in on Noah Gregson and Daniel Suarez.
Keselowski has been experimenting with lines through turns one and two. First the low side, then the high side. Let's see what he does this time. Now he puts almost all four tires inside the yellow line of the apron in hot pursuit of Daniel Suarez off turn two.
Running in the 15th spot right now is Brad Keselowski off of turn two, closing the gap just a bit on Daniel Suarez, down to one car length as they race to three.
As they come up off of turn number four, spent some time with Brad Keselowski one-on-one this morning. He felt highly optimistic that their car was going to race well, felt very good about his team car and the Chris Buescher machine as well. And when I was surveying the garage, one of the crew chiefs down there from a different team said, that car of Chris Buescher's was sneaky good in practice on Friday and expects Chris Buescher to have a solid afternoon here today.
And as we go under the green flag, the Buescher car continues to get better. Lap after lap, he is consistently a top three or four fastest car in the track. And he's doing that, Alex, running back in 19th.
He is, and that's in dirty air. So he's able to make things work out there on the racetrack. And this is a track, Todd, that drivers can find some room to work and make their car work a little better.
Especially in turns one and two. You can run all the way from the apron up to the wall with a progressive banking down there. There's opportunity to play run down there. And it seems like here in three and four that we've seen a second groove come up and a lot of guys racing with it. Right now we see a lot of these guys that took the opportunity at lap nine to put tires on, they've got a little bit of advantage driving forward.
We've got Ty Gibbs leading, Eric Jones goes second, Denny Hamlin, and then you have Tyler Reddick. They're bunching up. Top four running right together. They come across the start-finish line and head through the dog leg back to one.
Tyler Reddick starting to make life a little bit uncomfortable for Denny Hamlin. He got pretty close to him on the last lap through turns one and two. Hamlin riding that high side. Tyler Reddick keeping it down low.
That would be the battle for position number three. A couple car lengths behind Eric Jones. Denny Hamlin has it now. Reddick in fourth. A large gap back to fifth of Chase Elliott. Also keeping an eye on that battle just into the top 20. Josh Berry a lap ago moving in and around Kyle Busch to take that spot away.
He did. That is position number 20. Now, we were talking about being able to have drivers self-medicate a bad handling race car. Steve Post, they're not doing it on their own. They're getting a little help.
It was fascinating. You guys were just talking about drivers searching around, and I've had three of the top seven drivers radio heard talking about that, including leader Ty Gibbs, William Byron, and Michael McDowell. All of their spotters are relaying, this one ran this line, he did it this fast, this one ran that line, he did it that fast, and there's just a lot of communication about where other teams and drivers are going as they search and as they work through this first stage of this race here this afternoon.
All you have to do is look at the front four running cars, and you will see four significantly different lines being attacked. You've got Ty Gibbs right on the bottom. Right behind him, you've got Eric Jones. He's running way up the racetrack. Hamlin running in the middle. Everybody is searching. We expected to see that. We talked about it at the beginning of the broadcast. Temperatures are going up ambient-wise, and that means the track temperature is following.
It really is, and that means these teams, as we've now put 29 green flag laps together here, are hitting that point about what they ran in practice. Because of the couple of caution flags that we saw in the practice session, nobody got more than about a 30-lap consecutive green flag run. So once we click off one more lap in today's race, we're going to be in a different set of territory for these teams and these crew chiefs, because they don't exactly know what the tire and what the car is going to do the more green flag laps we put on it.
Kyle, rookie, just a moment ago in front of you in turn number three, it was the champion and the rookie doing battle. Carson Hocevar had the position. Ryan Blaney took it away.
Had a great run off of turn number two. It was a drag race up the back straightaway. By the time they got to turn number three, Ryan Blaney was able to clear Carson Hocevar, who quickly got back into line and going to do a little bit of learning himself here early on here in Phoenix.
Down to 20 laps to go in the opening stage of today's Shriners Children's 500. Ty Gibbs continues to show the way.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Ty Gibbs under fire for the race lead the last couple of laps. Eric Jones was able to get alongside, but Ty, his car good enough to withstand the challenge for yet another lap. The front four are right together with 17 laps to go in stage number one. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Fourteen laps to go in the opening stage, and we got a dandy of a battle at the front of the field. It's Ty Gibbs, then Eric Jones under attack for second.
So far, Ty Gibbs has been up to the challenge of Eric Jones and Tyler Reddick. Those two drivers now side by side for second. Oh, and Eric Jones gets tight right in the center of the corner. Tyler Reddick takes advantage and takes over the second spot.
Reddick appears to be one of the fastest cars, if not the fastest, in the top five right now, although he may give that second spot back, drifted up wide off turn two, and allowed Eric Jones to look to the bottom.
Yeah, side by side, they come racing back off turn number four. Eric Jones is going to give up position number two to Tyler Reddick. Denny Hamlin goes fourth. Here's some interesting stats for you when it comes to Toyota. Four Toyotas are running at the front of the field. Coming into this event, there have been four races prior with the next-gen car. They've led a grand total Toyota as a manufacturer. 15 laps. Well, that's changed today.
Yeah, they've led 47 all under the Ty Gibbs banner. But take it a step further, they had not won a pole position in the next-gen car here at Phoenix. Check that off the list. Denny Hamlin did that. They don't have any wins in the next-gen here at Phoenix. No second places and only two top five finishes. But it looks like today is a different day. The notebook has grown. These teams are competitors, and they know the history, and they know that it was time to change things up.
1,248 laps, and they had led at that time only 15 of them. They're dominant here so far. Those four Toyotas leading over a pair of Chevrolet teammates in Chase Elliott and William Byron. Then we have some Fords in Michael McDowell, Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe. They go 7, 8, and 9. Martin Truex Jr. and his Toyota completes the top 10.
They do. Running 11th is Kyle Larson. Up to 12th now is Noah Gregson. He just went by Carson Hocevar, but Kyle Hocevar crosses over.
Here comes Hocevar back to the inside of Noah Gregson for that spot just outside of the top 10. They are now side by side for that position on the racetrack.
Further up, you've got a good battle also shaping up between Chase Briscoe and Martin Truex.
Here comes Chase Briscoe leading in Martin Truex Jr. into turns 1 and 2 for the moment. Those positions stay the same. same, but he's starting to heat up at the front.
Fresco able to hang on to that spot. One straight away behind the battle for the lead, which is less than one car length between Ty Gibbs and Tyler Reddick.
Reddick has run down Ty Gibbs again. They've got the lapped, wounded car of Austin Dillon directly ahead.
No question, Tyler Reddick has got something to work with here. Ty Gibbs knows that and tries to dirty the air on Reddick. So far, that strategy has worked, but the Austin Dillon machine is up ahead for our leader.
Trying to keep that car to the inside of the racetrack, but instead pulls up right in front of race leader Tyler Reddick, or Ty Gibbs, that is, who has nowhere to go. Gibbs slides up. Here comes Reddick to the bottom.
Well, that is exactly what Tyler Reddick needed, was for Gibbs to follow Dillon side by side for the race lead.
And here they come into turn one. Reddick slots into that second position. Now they are nose to tail to the low side of turns one and two. Austin Dillon finally steps out of line, but it is a hot battle for the top spot down the back straightaway.
Ty Gibbs hangs on to the race lead, but for how long? Here comes Tyler Reddick. Was nearly to the apron off of turn two, bit wider this time through turns three and four.
Ty Gibbs changes his lane at this end of the racetrack, goes to the bottom. Reddick goes to the top, and they're still nose to tail.
When they come through the dog leg, I think Reddick is just a little bit better than Ty Gibbs, but now they come into turn one. Gibbs washes up the banking just a little bit, opening the door ever so slightly for Tyler Reddick.
Reddick, who has been a bit stronger to the inside of the racetrack at the exit of turn number two, finds room on the bottom up the back straightaway. Gibbs slides up. Here comes Reddick to the inside for the lead.
Gibbs running that middle lane opens things up for Tyler Reddick to get a good look. So far, he has not been able to take advantage.
How cool, how calm does Ty Gibbs have to be? This is a great race that he's running. He's doing everything in his power to maintain the lead. Again, Reddick will look to the inside on the exit of turn two.
Ty Gibbs strong in the outside lane. Reddick better on the bottom. This time, they'll single out up the back straightaway. Still less than a car length between the top two.
Five laps to go in stage number one. This time by, valuable stage points are on the line. Battle for the race lead continues to the dogleg.
Again, nose to tail as they make their entrance into turn one. And Denny Hamlin may have designs of making this a three-car fight. He is closing in on the top two. Everybody this time around goes to the top side of turns one and two.
Denny Hamlin just three or four car lengths back in that third spot behind race leader Ty Gibbs. Second place, Tyler Reddick. Then it's Hamlin and Erik Jones.
Make it a good four-car battle. Chase Elliott not too far behind. He goes fifth. Four to go in stage number one.
Here they come crossing the stripe through the dog leg. And again, it is Ty Gibbs. One eye through the windshield, one eye in the mirror. He's going to try to stay in front of Tyler Reddick. Can't do it this time around. Reddick to the bottom of the racetrack off of turn two.
Right up to the bottom underneath the yellow line. And it might pay off for him as they drag race again up the back straightaway. Tyler Reddick with the advantage this time in turn three on Gibbs.
He's got a fender out in front looking for our first lead change of the race at the start-finish line, a virtual dead heat, but Ty Gibbs gets credit for still leading the lap.
Reddick went all the way through the bottom of the dog leg trying to get around Ty Gibbs. It didn't work this time, but as he exits off turn two, he'll clear Tyler Reddick. You're clear, Ty Gibbs. Your new leader is Tyler Reddick.
Reddick is able to break away by a half car length or so on Ty Gibbs. Denny Hamlin still very much a part of this battle right there in third.
New leader here at the Phoenix Raceway with two laps remaining in the stage. It is Tyler Reddick as he makes his way back to turn one.
Looks like he's going to pull away just a little bit. Three, four car lengths over Ty Gibbs. Gibbs will try to hang on to second. He'll try to fend off Denny Hamlin and a hard charging Erik Jones.
Tyler Reddick hangs on to the top spot, drives away by a couple of car lengths from former leader Ty Gibbs. Denny Hamlin right now unchallenged in third.
As they make their way through turns three and four, they'll begin their final lap of stage number one. It's Tyler Reddick by six car lengths. Now Ty Gibbs in jeopardy of losing second.
Ty Gibbs, his mirrors filled with Denny Hamlin. That gap only a car length and a half. They wide identical lines through turns one and two. Hamlin looks briefly to the outside of Ty Gibbs.
That battle for second now a full six or seven car lengths behind Tyler Reddick, who once he got out front has been able to drive away at the point.
What a race. What a show here in stage number one, and it's about to come to an end. Green and white checkered flag is in the air, and Tyler Reddick has scored his first stage win of 2024. Tyler Reddick across the line in front of Ty Gibbs, who dominated stage one. He led all but the final two laps. Now we see the caution flag fly on lap number 60. Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs, Denny Hamlin, Erik Jones,
and Chase Elliott. That's your top five. The rest of the top ten, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, seventh, Michael McDowell, eighth, Chase Briscoe, ninth, Martin Truex Jr., 10th. Tyler Reddick scores the stage one win.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage was presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Pit stops coming up next from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank. Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We welcome you back to Phoenix Raceway. Under caution for the second time in today's race. This one for the conclusion of stage number one. It was won by Tyler Reddick. First caution came out on lap number six when Derek Kraus spun off turn two, collected Austin Dillon and Austin Cindric. That effectively ended the day for Austin Cindric.
Let's remind everybody how the top ten came across the line. Pit road not open yet. We'll cover those stops when they happen. Tyler Reddick led the last two laps of the stage, but that does not tell the story. Highly competitive at the front of the field since we dropped the green flag. Reddick over Gibbs, Hamlin, Eric Jones makes it a four Toyota foursome at the front of the field, and they have been strong. Chase Elliott, let's just stop there because Chase Elliott may be an underlining story here. He was not good. That team was not real good on Friday in practice, Todd Gordon. They certainly qualified better than they practiced, and now they are racing better than both.
Yeah, Friday's practice show, we talked about both Chase Elliott and William Byron being 29th and 30th on the board, just not showing speed. Chase made a kind of pseudo mock qualifying run and only got him to ninth. I didn't think there was much there, but both of those guys, the 24 and 9 cars, have shown strong here, fifth and sixth.
Yeah, they have been right there in the back half of the top five all race long. Now, pit lane is officially open this time for anybody on the lead lap to come to pit road. Next time by, it'll be open for everybody one or more laps down. We fully anticipate all the lead lap cars to make their way onto pit road with the amount of tire degradation we've seen today. About a second falling off on the lap times over a 20 or 30 lap run. Here they come on the pit road. We start our coverage with Kim Kuhn.
A lot of free race cars, a lot of drivers saying they need more rear grip. They include Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell saying he's a half a number free. Joey Logano, Chase Elliott said he can't lean on the right rear, but here is Eric Jones, also needs help on the back end of that race car. The Jack man, Kellen Mills, a Mesa, Arizona native, is going to give a pump at the jack on the left side. It is four fresh, good Goodyear tires. Sunoco Fuel, maybe a little trouble on the left front tire change there. Steve Post, cars headed your way.
Yeah, Michael McDowell, the first in. The car just slid like a little bit, all four tires over the last five or six laps. Minor air pressure adjustment. William Byron, the treaded loose in and tight off the battle off from pit road. Denny Hamlin wins it. Out goes Tyler Reddick in the second. Looks like William Byron goes out third. Chase Elliott fourth on the cars here on this end of pit road. Denny Hamlin just a little bit loose is what he was dealing with. Nothing major on that car. Tyler Reddick, your race leader, tight center, loose off, which is what we hear frequently at racetracks like here at Phoenix Pit Stops. Lap number 65, end of stage number one.
And that is why qualifying is important. Denny Hamlin able to get the coveted pit stop or pit stall number one, and they used it to their advantage. First off the pit road in front of Tyler Reddick, William Byron, Chase Elliott, and Ty Gibbs at your Fast Five off of pit road.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA, who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Welcome to Martinsville.
Martinsville isn't your average everyday racetrack. It's truly one of a kind. The speed, the shape, the history, the hospitality, and heck, even the hot dogs. A one-of-a-kind weekend at the short track of NASCAR with trucks on Friday, Xfinity on Saturday, and Cup Series on Sunday. It's one event too amazing to miss. NASCAR Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, April 5th through the 7th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
Kyle Larson off of pit road gained three spots, but he was just back on pit road. We'll cover that for you in just a moment. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
One lap away from going back under the green flag. We mentioned Kyle Larson. He was running in the top 10. They had a good pit stop, or did they, Steve Post? What was the issue?
Well, they had a good pit stop the first time. They were so good because the left rear tire did not get fully tightened up. So Kyle Larson had to come back down, and they will restart at the tail end of the field.
Tough break there for Kyle Larson. Much the same for Carson Hocevar. He had to come back down a second time as well. He, too, had a loose wheel after that initial pit stop. Both of those drivers are going to restart all the way back in 33rd and 34th.
We'll see the green flag come out on lap number 69. We've got a long way to go through stage number two as we get ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Well, Todd Gordon, we ended that stage on a 49-lap green flag run. What types of things did you learn?
Just where the racetrack got wide as the tires kind of got deeper into the run. We saw three grooves of racing down here in three and four. We saw them using the whole racetrack in one and two. Look for that. This is going to be probably a 60-lap run if we go green.
Field now making its way off the end of the back straightaway. The crowd coming to their feet. Again, if you're just joining us, a sold-out crowd here at the Phoenix Raceway. Back under the green flag here on lap 69. Toyota's on the front row. Chevy's on the second row. Denny Hamlin with a big jump, and he will drive away from Tyler Reddick.
Absolutely, he's bringing the field into turn one. Tyler Reddick rides in that second spot. They are three wide for third. That's where you'll find Ty Gibbs, William Byron, and Chase Elliott, all three wide off of turn two.
What a run in the outside lane for Chase Elliott, who tries to take that third spot away and look to clear teammate William Byron along with Ty Gibbs on the inside.
Close quarters racing through turns three and four, but Chase Elliott does it from the outside lane. He'll pick up position number three and leave them fighting for scraps.
They are stacked and packed from fourth on back, and that's where you'll find William Byron and Ty Gibbs side by side. Sticking his nose in there is now Ryan Blaney. Brad Keselowski is also part of that mix.
Ryan Blaney had a peek to the outside lane, trying to gain a spot further back. Three wide midfield back into the corner with Martin Truex Jr., Chase Briscoe, and Erik Jones trying to rally back up through.
Erik Jones on the bottom of the racetrack, but Truex will let it fly around the outside and pick them both off as he makes his way through the dogleg.
Nice nifty move on the part of Martin Truex Jr. Again, that battle rages on for fourth. William Byron right in that middle group. Ty Gibbs inside the yellow line of the apron.
As the top three begin to drive away just a bit, the battle for fourth is still side by side. Ty Gibbs to the inside of William Byron into the corner.
And that is the battle for fourth and fifth. Ryan Blaney is sixth. Brad Keselowski seventh. Noah Gregson is eighth. Martin Truex Jr. ninth. And Chase Briscoe tenth. Erik Jones, who was running, battling for the race lead early on, Kim Kuhn, has just reemerged into the top 10. What happened on their pit stop?
Well, you heard me on the pit stop say that it looked like they were slow on that left front. Well, I checked it with the team. They think it was an engagement issue with the pit gun on to the lug nut. I didn't see the front tire changer kind of double clutch, so that was the issue in the 43 pit.
Well, let's go for a ride with Erik Jones as he comes across the start-finish line trying to track down a couple of Toyotas.
For the moment, he is by himself. He's got a ways to go before he catches Martin Truex Jr., and Martin Truex Jr. has a lot of traffic up ahead trying to get around Brad Keselowski and Noah Gregson.
That battle for traffic just into the top 10. Erik Jones trying to reel them in. He has since cleared himself of a side-by-side battle just behind him between Chase Briscoe and Christopher Bell.
Inside the top five, challenge and change for position number four. Ty Gibbs was able to get by the William Byron car. Now Gibbs leads that pack.
Here they come into turn one. Again, it's Gibbs just in front of Byron. Byron may have to deal with a hard-charging Ryan Blaney. He's looking good here in the early going of stage two.
Ryan Blaney will hang on to that position. That is the sixth spot just in front of Brad Keselowski. Here's Martin Truex Jr. to the inside of Noah Gregson just behind them.
Good race right there with Truex on the bottom, and he's going to slip and slide right on by Noah Gregson. He'll dive and cut the dog leg and then slide right up across the nose of Noah Gregson. 75 laps are complete. Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, Alex Hayden up to third and looking very good.
Yeah, and he's looking to end a long winless drought. As a matter of fact, it's been 37 races since Chase Elliott last got to victory lane. That was at Talladega in October of 2022. So Chase Elliott fans have been sticking with him week after week, race after race, and now they're back here showing quite well here today in Phoenix.
You know, you bring up a winless streak, and there's a number of drivers that are on that list, and I think the one that stands out the most is Brad Keselowski, now 101, looking to break a very long winless streak, but they've got a good car here this afternoon.
And they really do, and what better place to end a winless streak than right here in Phoenix in the desert. When you look at it, that's something that has been somewhat of a trend. Mark Martin back in 2009 won here at Phoenix, breaking a 97-race winless drought. Ryan Newman in 2010 broke a 77-race winless drought. Carl Edwards, he did that. Jeff Gordon, Casey Kane, Kevin Harvick, all these drivers broke long winless streaks, and they did it right here at Phoenix Raceway.
For Brad, it's been 101. For Chase Briscoe, it's been 71. Alex Bowman is on a long dry spell as well. So a number of drivers looking to win here in the Valley as Denny Hamlin leads at the moment.
So as a matter of fact, let's take a look at the leaderboard brought to you by Blue Green Vacations. Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create a lifetime of memories at our collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR experiences. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
This look at the leaderboard comes on lap number 79 with Denny Hamlin, the pole sitter, out front. He's out front of Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, Ty Gibbs, and William Byron. That's your top five. Ryan Blaney right now is sixth. Seventh belongs to Martin Truex Jr. We just talked about Brad Keselowski. He's eighth. Christopher Bell climbing the leaderboard slowly but surely up to ninth and running in front of Noah Gregson.
11th is Eric Jones. Daniel Suarez is being scored 12th with Chase Briscoe 13th. Alex Bowman is 14th and Michael McDowell goes 15th. Chris Buescher's plateaued at 16th. 17th is Ryan Preece. Bubba Wallace is 18th. 19th is Ross Chastain and 20th is John Hunter Nemechek.
Have not talked about Joey Logano much at all, but don't be surprised if we do so before it's all said and done. Logano right now 21st in front of Josh Berry. Kyle Larson 23rd. He's climbing the leaderboard after that mistake on pit road. Daniel Hemric is 24th. Then comes Corey LaJoy. Kyle Busch, he is running 25th. Make that 26th. Zane Smith, 27th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Todd Gilliland, and Derek Krause round out the top 30.
Carson Hocevar is 31st. Justin Haley, 32nd. Harrison Burton is 33rd. Kaz Grala is 34th. He's the last car on the lead lap. Austin Dillon still running with a wounded race car in 35th. He's the only car one or more laps down, and he's currently being scored three laps down. Finishing 36th and out of the race after getting caught up in a lap six crash is Austin Cindric.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Ah!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Once Denny Hamlin got up front, he's been able to maintain it and grow the advantage. It's now a 2-second lead over Tyler Reddick. Chase Elliott goes third, Ty Gibbs fourth, and William Byron is fifth. 100 laps to go in stage number two. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Continuing to work under the green flag here in the Shriners Children's 500 for the NASCAR Cup Series, race number four of the 2024 season. It's Denny Hamlin up front now by 2.3 seconds. over Tyler Reddick, and Chase Elliott still hanging right there in third. Jeff, about the most we've seen this field spread out now over the opening 88 laps.
Yeah, right now, Denny Hamlin has this field in a stranglehold. Tyler Reddick all by himself in second. You get back to Chase Elliott, he goes third. He's got 10 car lengths on Ty Gibbs. One back to William Byron, three back to Martin Truex Jr. Crew chief, stage one is in the books. Let's focus on Ty Gibbs. Obviously, the car is very good when the clean air is across the nose of that Camry. Not so good maybe back in traffic. What have we learned so far, Todd?
Well, I think you see that. You're seeing the Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick, two guys that you expected to run up front here. They've put it together and gone that way. Denny won the pole, and I expected him to be a contender here. Ty Gibbs still pretty formidable there in the top five and working his way forward. I think the whole Gibbs organization, if you look, Martin Truex Jr. has been driving methodically through the field, looking at his lap times. I think one of the best cars here, Christopher Bell coming forward. So Joe Gibbs Racing as a whole, they've struggled here in the past, but they seem to have figured out this today.
Early on leader Ty Gibbs now beginning to fall back a bit. He's under attack here at the start-finish line from William Byron with Truex looking on.
This is the fight from fourth on back, and it involves those three cars, Ty Gibbs, William Byron, and Martin Truex Jr. Oh, they almost make it three wide through turns one and two. Byron has his spot just narrowly over Ty Gibbs.
Gibbs in the outside lane. Byron to the bottom, nose to nose, up the back straightaway. One car length in front of Martin Truex Jr. in sixth. They're still side by side for that position.
Position number four, and it is 6 seconds behind Denny Hamlin, Ty Gibbs, William Byron, Martin Truex Jr.
Chevy versus Toyota for that fourth position. They make their way through the dogleg. Ty Gibbs really goes up high through turns one and two, almost opening the door completely for William Byron, but that allows him to keep the RPM up, does Ty Gibbs, and he's side by side with Byron in turn three.
Builds all that speed into turn three, and Gibbs continues to hang on to that spot for now.
He does, as Truex looks about going up the middle and splitting them three wide. They will quickly snap back together to Byron on the inside lane and Gibbs topside.
You get the feeling it's only a matter of time before William Byron closes the deal as Gibbs continues to climb higher and higher in that wider line through turns one and two. And yes, Byron does clear Ty Gibbs off of turn two.
We'll take that fourth position away up the backstretch. Car length now over Gibbs. Martin Truex Jr. has settled into line a couple of car lengths behind Gibbs in sixth.
94 laps complete. Quick look at the top 10. We'll show you Denny Hamlin out front, and he is comfortable there over Tyler Reddick. Chase Elliott running in front of his teammate again, but they continue to climb the leaderboard. Elliott third, Byron fourth, and Ty Gibbs right now is fifth. Martin Truex Jr. sixth, Ryan Blaney is seventh. Christopher Bell, I have a feeling we're going to be talking about Christopher Bell running for the lead before this thing is all said and done. Right now he's eighth. Then comes Brad Keselowski, and how about Noah Gregson? He is just going about his business week in and week out and racking up solid finishes.
Yeah, he has after a top 10 last week at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Of course, this is a team trying to dig themselves out of a hole early on in the season, and they got to get that done week after week with good finishes. And Noah Gregson right now is the one that's getting the job done, carrying the banner for Stewart Haas Racing, currently the highest running SHR Ford in the number 10 spot. Jeff mentioned a moment ago, Todd, once Denny Hamlin got clean air on the nose of that race car, he's been able to drive away. It's time now to educate the new NASCAR fan that might be listening. What is clean air, and why is that such an advantage over dirty air?
So I think the piece that the average listener can equate to is follow a semi-truck down the interstate. Get up close enough. You feel that kind of air buffet you around, and it's moving you around. It's not organized. It's not hitting your car the same way. So here, we're in the same situation. When you're in clean air, it's not moving around. That air comes under the splitter. It makes downforce under the car. We make a lot of downforce under the car. It's organized coming to the diffuser to make the downforce there. So you make more downforce in organized air. Once you get back in the wake, if you think of a boat, there's much like what a boat has. There's a wake behind a car. So when there's multiple wakes, you don't know where that air is coming from. It's not as organized coming to make downforce. So your car makes less downforce in the wake behind cars than it does in clean air up front. The other piece that adds to that is if you look at these cars, they have brake ducts. They have cooling ducts on the front of the car. those, when you're in clean air, they're pressurized. They're cooling the brakes even better, which means your front tires don't build as much pressure because you've got more airflow through them and through the brake areas. That doesn't work as well when you're behind cars in that dirty air.
That is championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon with a great explanation. We are a lap away from completing 100 laps. That will give us 212 remaining. Top 10, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, William Byron, and Ty Gibbs.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She is the track too tough to take.
The Lady in Black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history, and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall We Dance? The official Throwback Weekend of NASCAR, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com.
101 down. Denny Hamlin's lead beginning to shrink just a little bit. Tyler Reddick has closed in a bit. We'll get you back to the track when we come back. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Denny Hamlin leading over Tyler Reddick and Chase Elliott. 105 laps are complete. Gear up for an inspiring race day. Shriners Children's has touched 1.5 million worldwide, offering groundbreaking care in orthopedics, burns, spinal injuries, and beyond, no matter the financial hurdle. Shriners provides exceptional care for every child. Stand with us in supporting Shriners Children's. The race to care is on.
It absolutely is, and the Shriners do a fantastic job with their hospitals all around the globe. We'll learn more about that here in just a short while as we race the Shriners Children's 500. Under a long green flag run right now, we've gone 40 consecutive green flag laps as we close in on our longest green flag stretch of 49 laps.
Let's talk about the big movers and the big losers since we put them under the green flag. That was back on lap 68, like Alex said. We've now logged 40 laps under the green flag. Kyle Larson, remember, had the issue on pit road. He's up 14. Martin Truex Jr., we know his climb. He's up to fifth. He's gained 9 spots. How about Corey LaJoie? Up 8. Christopher Bell and Alex Bowman up 5. They're on the positive side.
Yeah, they are. But on the downside of that, when folks move up the leaderboard, somebody's got to fall down the leaderboard. And since the restart, Josh Berry, Chase Briscoe, and Harrison Burton have been gaining, the wrong way, if you will. They've lost 7 positions on there. Daniel Hemric has also lost 7 spots since the restart. So those drivers just trying to find some more grip, maybe a little more speed out of their race car, and they're going to have a couple of more opportunities to adjust once we continue on.
Observation time from Dan and Kyle. Dan Hubbard is just outside of turn number 2. Kyle Ricci is top of the suites outside of turn number 3. 109 down. Dan, what have we learned so far?
I'm impressed by the climb through the top 10 by Martin Truex Jr. It's been very calm, very solid. He's not really working the machine that hard at all, and yet he's been able to work his way up to the fifth position. Ty Gibbs, who could put the car almost anywhere where he wanted to in through turns 1 and 2 in stage 1, and it's not the case now here in stage 2. His line through turns 1 and 2 keeps getting higher and higher and higher. He simply cannot get the car to rotate in the center of the corner, so Ty Gibbs is having a very tough go of it here in stage 2.
And Kyle Ricci over here in turns 3 and 4, it's been a struggle for Ty Gibbs as well.
It has. He has had a tough time keeping that car on the bottom of the racetrack, a tough time getting into the corner, not able to find that traction off the corner, and because of that, he has lost a lot of ground and a lot of spots the last couple of laps. Most recently, his Joe Gibbs Racing teammates, Martin Truex Jr. going by, Christopher Bell going by. He's continuing to fade. Ryan Blaney now, the latest driver to close in on him in an attempt to make the pass and move Ty even deeper into this top 10.
Yeah, Ryan is right there, that is for sure. Dan Hubbard and Kyle Ricci, they are calling the action in the turns. The postman and Kim Kuhn, they're on pit road. And we're going to give you an update from pit road. When might they come to pit road for tires and fuel? We'll do that here in just a couple of moments. Top 10, lap 111, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, William Byron, and Martin Truex Jr. That's your top five. Christopher Bell is up to sixth. Ty Gibbs is faded back to seventh. And it's Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, and Noah Gregson. That's your top 10.
It is the Shriners Children's 500 here at Phoenix Raceway. I want to welcome to the broadcast the chairman of the Board of Trustees for Shriners Children's and Shriners International, Ed Stolz. How you doing today? Outstanding. With that being said, this is the Shriners Children's 500. It's a great partnership with Shriners and NASCAR and Phoenix Raceway. Give us an idea how all this came about.
All right, we'll get back to you here in just a moment. Alex, Denny, Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, William Byron, Christopher Bell continuing to show the way. Truex, by the way, did get passed by his teammate, C. Bell. So Christopher now up to fifth. He's got a long ways to go before he will get to William Byron. We're also hearing now that we may see some cars coming to pit road very shortly. Let's just check in quickly with the postman. Steve, how soon might we see cars coming to pit road?
Well, scheduled pit stops probably will be another 10 laps or so, but you have to watch those cars that are struggling. I've been keeping an eye and listen on Ty Gibbs radio, and they are getting ready to pit this time. And Kim, it looks like Ryan Blaney's pitting in front of you.
That's right, Steve Post. Ryan Blaney, one of the first to pit. It's going to be four fresh Goodyear tires, air pressure adjustment as they take to Kansas Sunoco Fuel. Ryan was complaining, really free in, really free out. Also needing more front turn as more cars are on their pit road. Steve Post.
Harrison Burton is in. That'll be four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel as they try to find the handle on their car. Kyle Larson had that long pit stop. Here he comes. The Valvoline colors on his Chevy. Crew around to the right side. Larson going to go four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel. Let's go back to Kit Cocoon.
Christopher Bell finishing up service here. He said he needed more front turn. They did make a chassis adjustment. Martin Truex Jr. also finishing service. He said it started tight and then got free. Couldn't lean on that right rear as Joey Logano starts his service. Alex Bowman finishes his, Steve.
Alex Bowman finishes his. His teammate William Byron starts his. Pretty happy with the Raptor Chevrolet as Rudy Fielgel, the crew chief. Four tires, no adjustments, and no racing fuel. The call for William Byron as he comes in. Another Hendrick teammate, Chase Elliott's in front of you, Kim.
Daniel Hamrick finishing his service as Eric Jones starts his. They're looking for a cleaner stop this time. Eric said he was way too free on landing. They'll make an air pressure adjustment as they take four fresh Goodyear tires. Sunoco Fuel, Zane Smith also in on this hit to pit road. Steve Post.
Here's Ty Gibbs. Going to be a significant chassis adjustment. That car went really, really tight, meaning the nose wanted to slide up the racetrack. He could not get the car to turn and could not get the car to roll. Ty Gibbs is down and away. Also getting pit service is Noah Gregson getting pit service on lap 118, Kim.
Sign out for Josh Bear. He brings the Sunny D orange, blue, and yellow Ford Mustang to a stop. The crew on the right side, they'll put a chassis wrench in. Couple turns on that. Now to the left. his second tires going on. Sunoco Cannon, and he is done. Steve Post.
Tyler Reddick has brought his car in. He is down and away. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Daniel Suarez comes out. Denny Hamlin has to lock on the brakes. He just about gets together with Daniel Suarez. Now, Hamlin dives around the backside of Suarez's car. Going to be four tires, no adjustment. Denny Hamlin, good with his race car in that very first pit stop. He is down and away. Michael McDowell also getting pit stops. Green flag stops in lap number 119.
A lot of people making pit stops. We still have a couple to go based on what we're tracking up here. Kyle Busch is yet to come to pit road. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And some others. So it's going to take a minute or two, Alex Hayden, for this to cycle all the way out.
Yeah, Todd Gilliland being scored the race leader now. Second time he's led this year. Led a lot of laps in the season opening Daytona 500. And Gilliland is back up front for the moment. Kyle Busch is second. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. third. Carson Hocevar fourth. Derek Kraus, after an early spin, rounds out the top five. But those drivers yet to come to pit road.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's back here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Continuing to work under the green flag, Todd Gilliland, the race leader through green flag pit stop cycles with 62 laps to go in stage number two of the Shriners Children's 500. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle.